Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning. Of course, Laura is the Cass County Naturalist. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
But the first event we're going to talk about really doesn't require that you be a naturalist.
Well, you know, I am the young professional public servant of 2015.
Okay, yes.
So as a past winner, as a young professional, we have our Young Professionals of Atlantic Awards Gala coming up. And that's just kind of a over the lunch hour celebration of our young professionals in the area who were nominated for our awards. And we're going to just have some lunch and some desserts. And we are going to listen to all of the awards being announced.
And can anybody come to that?
Any young professional, so 21 to 40-year-olds, or if you might be one of our choice workplace winners, too, as well. So we invite anyone that was nominated for our choice workplace winner.
I'm not sure why I got to go last year, but I did. I don't remember why. But anyhow, it was very interesting. And because that's a different group of people than I usually know.
Yeah.
It was especially interesting to see all the young people and of course, hear about the nominees and what's going on. I think it just kind of broadens our thinking about our community.
Yes. And, you know, we put out for these young professionals to be nominated for these. And then it is actually surprising how many we have for choices, you know.
The nominees.
For those nominees in those categories. And so we have some great nominees this year.
And if you want to know more about this group, is the Chamber the place to
Go to the AtlanticIowa.com and click on the Chamber, and then you'll see the Young Professionals tab.
All right.
And so our awards gala is Friday the 29th, and if you haven't gotten your tickets, that's fine. Just walk on in and get those, or you can also do that online as well.
All right. And they could always talk to you.
Yes. Okay. Catch me, I'm sure, running around somewhere.
Yes. Okay. So that's a really important event going on, and I'm looking forward to the news that follows up. So
yes,
we find out
who all of our winners
as
well.
Yes. So now let's talk about some naturalist business. And talking about natural, I think we want to talk about the Wildflower Walk.
Yes. Every April, we do our Wildflower Walk up at Pellet Memorial Woods. And a little bit lately in the news, we've had some confusion on reminding people where our Wildflower Walk is and where Pellet Memorial Woods is. Pellet Memorial Woods is just here north of KJAN, north of Atlantic on Troublesome Creek Road. And that is a wildlife, not only just a wildlife refuge, but a nature preserve, which is a different type of park. And our Pellet Wildlife Refuge is closer and connected, real close neighbors to the Shilberg Recreation Area. And so that one's off of Glacier Road. And so
that's
why
it's confusing.
Very close, similar names,
yes.
But two different parks. And if you follow Google will put you in the wrong spot.
Oh. So you better know where you want to go.
Yep. You want to go to Troublesome Creek Road if you want to come to our Wildflower Walk and our Pellet Memorial Woods. And we have this every April because our wildflowers in the woodlands are blooming. And so we are gearing up, and with this early spring we've been having,
I was going to ask if you've been out to check.
It has been out. It's already been blooming and popping, and so we're going to kind of be in probably the middle of the season when we walk.
But maybe you'll see some things now
because
they're early that you didn't see in the past years.
A lot of times with this weekend we do it, we always do it the last Saturday of the month of April, and we hope to usually catch that early spring wildflowers. This year, that early spring came already, and so, two and a half weeks ago, we already had bloodroot blooming and things like that. So hopefully we'll still be seeing some trillium out there, some spring beauty. It is another long-lasting one that is out there. We might even see a May apple. Who knows?
Well, so it'll be a new experience. If people have gone on this walk before and say, well, you know, I've done that, this would be a good year to do it again because a new experience.
Yeah, I tell everybody that you come out every year because it doesn't matter.
You never know.
You never know.
Nature doesn't always follow a specific calendar.
No, and it really goes by soil temperature out there, and we've had enough of a warming, the warming days that those wildflowers have already, the early ones have already been done, they're done and over with. So.
And the date and time?
Yeah, so Saturday, April 30th, and that is at 9 a.m. We'll meet right there at the front of the park. And we'll go on a walk and see what we find. So, identify them and see them.
Good exercise. Good to know what goes on in our community because I know a lot of people have not been there, don't know about it. This would be a good chance to.
Yes, and spring is the time. There are things that bloom in this park all the way up to 4th of July. I tell people that even going in June, you will find completely different flowers, and we have a brochure out there that has the wildflowers. So if you cannot attend, that's fine. Still go out there, and there is a self-guided brochure there, so you can, and signs and marking. We kind of have marked where the most populous of that type of flower are.
So if you can't go on Saturday the 30th, that doesn't mean you can't go. It's always basically open.
Yes,
I mean, there's no gates
there
and no fee. And
no.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful opportunity for all of us to get better acquainted and get out and enjoy nature. And then there's another event.
Yes, we have the Hitchcock House Pioneer Skills Festival coming up. And that is going to be Saturday, May 7th. And our Hitchcock House Festival that we do this every year. The Hitchcock House opens May 1st, that Sunday, and then we're always closed on Mondays. And then we're going to have this Pioneer Skills Festival. The fourth graders, all the fourth graders in Cass County come out on the Friday before, so they'll be out Friday, May 6th. And then we kind of keep the ball rolling and do a public event out in the barn. On May 7th from 1 to 4, and it's come and go as you please. It's free. We're going to do apples, making apple cider, making butter, making rope. So if your fourth grader comes home and says, Mom, we're going, and Mom, we have to go on Saturday too, that's because they had a blast out there.
Doing things that they never even maybe heard of,
yes,
actually.
Yes, right.
And so when you put this together, I'm thinking that you have a lot of volunteers to make that happen.
Oh, yes. We organize over 35 volunteers between the 2 days, plus all of our businesses in Cass County help. We do tin punching, and that's with the Atlantic News Telegraph, and our twine is donated by Capel's Ace Hardware, so We pull in a lot of from the community as well, not just in volunteers, but in supplies for all of our fourth graders and our public event.
And I think that's important for everyone to know that there are so many events that it wouldn't happen if there weren't volunteers.
Yes, and it's not too late to volunteer either. Call my office and you can help out too. Or if the parent note comes home from your fourth grader, come on out and volunteer. My office number is 769-2372. So if you have questions about any of these programs, certainly give us a call.
If I look for you in the phone book, what would I look for?
It's going to be under Cold Springs Park.
Okay. Not Cass County Conservation. Cold Springs Park.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. And just as an aside, you're doing a little work there in your office.
Oh, yes. We're still a little bit under construction. We're on the tail end. Now we're laying flooring and painting, and we're going to have a new display area. So when you first walk into the office, it'll now feel very almost like a nature center, hopefully.
All right. And that's quite different because you haven't had space to do that, as I recall.
No.
You've been in office and even a really tight kind of office, and now you're going to have space. So that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so remind us, Wildflower Walk is
when? Wildflower is April 30th at 9 a.m., And then the Hitchcock House Pioneer Skills Festival is May 7th on that Saturday from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
All right.
In the barn.
Thank you very much, Laura Canning, for inviting us to those events. And until next time, here's a thought. In order to succeed, we must first believe that we can.